You're tuned into Transforming HXM and Payroll, a podcast by Spinifex IT. Welcome to the first episode of our series. Today, we're featuring Spinifex IT's co-founder and solution architect, Darren Suter, alongside Chief Operating Officer, Matthew Katakis, as they talk about solutions and strategies that accelerate Employee Central payroll implementation and migration.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to this segment of Raven Intel's podcast series featuring Spinifex IT. And I am joined today by Matt Katsakis, Chief Operating Officer, and Darren Suter, Solution Architect at Spinifex IT. In this time, we will get to know a little bit about them, a little bit about their company, and what they are doing for customers. So thank you both for joining me today.
Thank you, Bunny.
Maybe we could start off, if you could briefly introduce yourself and your role at Spinifex IT and what you do. Matt, do you want to start?
Sure, I can start. So thank you, Bunny, for making the time and organizing this call. So my role as the Chief Operating Officer, I focus on helping customers achieve their objectives in driving HR and payroll operational and transactional efficiency through leveraging the technologies that we have. I've been with the organization for a bit over 7 years. I've been in the SAP ecosystem for 25 years, working with many customers across the globe and many partners in my various roles in the past, predominantly driving transformational change in HR and payroll.
Fantastic. And Darren, how about you?
So I'm the solution architect for Spinifex IT. I'm really responsible for our Easy Suite solutions. So that really revolve around the SAP payroll primarily area, but also into the SuccessFactors area. Like Matt, I've also worked in SAP for around 24 years now, and really on the technology side. So I started off as a developer working on the SAP, for SAP, actually building payrolls, such as Australia Payroll. But over the last 15 or more years, especially through Spinifex IT, we've been really working with customers, looking for to use technology to really build out and streamline customer processes. So rather than doing things manually, we've really focused our efforts on streamlining those processes to make it easier for them to actually achieve what they actually need to do, but really without manual processes, so through software.
Fantastic. So really about enhancing the experience with the SAP products and helping customers be more efficient in what they're doing.
Absolutely. Really taking what SAP does already, using the power of SAP, and then just taking that to the next level.
Matt, maybe you can answer this. Who are Spinifex IT's customers? So how do you find customers that are in need of the services that you provide?
To answer the first part of the question, we have a broad spectrum of SAP customers, and that could be from a small manufacturing organization who has, I guess, challenges with, say, operational or transactional-based reporting and needs technology to help automate that process and to drive, I guess, efficiency and to also ensure there's compliance around HR and payroll reporting, as an example. And we have very large multinational customers, whether they be miners, whether they be retailers, whether they be government. So our products are predominantly industry agnostic, which allows us to pretty much solve the product, the operational and process challenges that they may have, irrespective of the industry that they're in. I guess how we acquire customers understand the problem set that we're trying to resolve is various channels that we work through. We work through channels with partners. So when a partner is asked to come in and implement a new payroll solution for them or migrate a solution from a legacy payroll to ECP, as an example, and a partner may ask us to help them with the you know, identifying the requirements in terms of migrations and then supporting them through the migration process and then working with them and the customer on the reporting processes and working with them on the document generation processes as a couple of examples. In other cases where a customer has been in steady state running SAP for many years and has been doing a number of these processes manually, as Darren mentioned earlier, and they really need to drive efficiency in the way they do things and remove, you know, any potential risk in manual operations in terms of running payroll reconciliation as a good example, where they would ask us to come in and look at these processes and recommend some solutions that would very much help automate such processes and then pretty much take away all the manual intervention, if you like, and reduce the risk of compliance exposure and errors. So, you know, our technology is very much designed around streamlining, you know, end-to-end processes from, I guess, pre-payroll operations to post-payroll operations as an example, and really allowing the operator to ensure that at the end of the day, the employee is paid correctly. You know, so that's a critical use case for us to ensure that the technology that we have enables a business to run, you know, end-to-end payroll and ensure people are paid correctly.
Perfect. And geographically, you're a global company. You know, is there a particular sweet spot that you have geographically, or do you go everywhere?
No, I think we're quite broad spectrum. We do have our software is also, I guess, country specific in terms of some of the capabilities that we do have that address specific country needs, but we can build content specifically for those countries as necessary, and we do that. We do have specific software solutions, you know, for the US, for the UK, for Australia as well. I'll let Darren jump in a minute and provide some more specifics, but broad speaking, we address, I guess, problems that are global based, you know. Payroll reconciliation issues are globally based. Automation of document generation for employee correspondence are globally, opportunities and problem sets. So I'd say that at least 80%+ of the issues that we address are globally based. So Darren, if you want to make any further comment on that?
Probably just to say that, you know, the software currently is used in about 45 or more different countries around the world, and just about every country we do go to has pretty much the same problem set. So whilst there is some localization that we may do at a country level, that's pretty rare. Most of the times the core solution suite is the same. And lastly is that we do have probably key areas that we generally work in, and that's just purely due to where we're located. So Australia is a big market for us. US is a big market. US and Canada is a big market for us. And we're really focused on Europe at the moment. So we've got an office sitting in Germany, but through our partner network, we're actually able to pretty much go anywhere. So, you know, whether that's South Africa, South America, throughout Asia, we've got partners in most of those areas. So it really gives us a really big reach into those countries.
That's great. Well, you know, we have heard from your customers. So Raven Intel being a peer review site, you know, we have gotten many reviews now for SpinFX IT from customers. You know, you're rating a 4.8 out of 5 in customer satisfaction, which is well above, you know, our partner averages. What I'm curious about is, what is it about the way that you approach the customer relationship that causes you to be able to, I guess, very consistently, you know, service clients in this way? You know, what is it about either your people or the way you approach the relationship that's causing these high marks?
One of the things I think whilst we're a software development company and ultimately looking to solve customer problems, one of the things we probably pride ourselves with is that we always work very closely with the customers. So by doing that, we really understand, rather than just going to try to sell them a product, we really try to understand what their needs are, and then really try to tailor that solution and the offerings back to what the customer actually is looking to do. And that actually has a dual effect. because it solves the customer's problems, but it also allows us to fully understand what their needs are and then tailor the software into the future to meet those needs. So if I look at what our software does, it's not that we sit in a incubator development house and build software that we think the customer needs. We're actually sitting with the customers day in, day out, and working with them. And from there, we're actually tailoring and tweaking the software based on their needs. So really, what it really resonates to the customers, because it actually gives that they actually see straight away the value that the software brings to their organization. Second thing is that we're not focused on being a big implementation partner. So what we do with the software is we make it very much pre-delivered. It can be loaded and run with minimal implementation. So which in a way is a little bit unusual for SAP. Because often the customers do expect those larger implementations. So for a customer to suddenly be able to see a solution, buy a solution, and use a solution almost immediately always works out well for the customers and for us as well. Don't know if you have any other.
Yeah. Thanks, Darren. The only point I will make is, Bonnie, we're specialists. We specialize in payroll. Operational transactional reporting, as an example. We specialize in, you know, employee document automation. That's our skill set, and we don't try to veer outside of that. And I think all of our consultants, and we've got a very small consulting team, are also specialists in this area. And that's why I think very quickly we can, I guess, understand the problem set that a customer will typically, expose to us, and then, as Darren mentioned, provide that sort of unique solution that meets their needs. And it's all software driven. We don't have large consulting days, as Darren mentioned. And for us, it's about driving ROI for that customer, because they've already invested millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars in the SAP system itself, and now it's about how much value can we drive from that, you know, additional value from what they're already receiving from the investment of SAP itself.
Thank you for streaming. The next episode of this series is coming right up.